The streets of Manchester, England, ran sky blue today as tens of thousands of soccer fans cheered a parade celebrating Manchester City's triumph as champions of England. Their shocking come-from-behind victory yesterday won Manchester City its first championship since 1968. Here's how it sounded on ESPN when Manchester City scored the final heart-stopping game-winning goal in the fourth minute of injury time.
Looking for the 1-2, Balotelli drops Aguero, he can win it, oh, he's won the title, surely, for Manchester City, an unbelievable finish, 2 goals in stoppage time!
Manchester City's win leaves their hometown arch-rival Manchester United and the announcers stunned.
Who is writing this stuff?
Oh my God!
Well, joining me is Jim White, sports columnist with The Telegraph. He's also a native of Manchester. And Jim, tell me about the scene in the streets today. Tell me about this parade. How frenzied was it?
Oh, they were very, very excited. They've waited 44 years for this, Melissa. The whole town had been painted sky blue. There were, as you would imagine, small boys hanging from lampposts, people sticking their heads out of office windows. It was like a kind of collective broad grin, really.
Well, and a long time coming. Let's describe the very ending of that Manchester City game yesterday. They were down 2-1 at the end of regulation time, right? They were playing Queen's Park Rangers. And then Manchester City scores twice in 2 minutes to win the game and the Premier League championship. Shocking.
That's right. And their poor fans' emotions had been put through the ringer because they were expected to win this game. They were blowing it. They were absolutely throwing away their best chance at last to get one over on their hated rivals across town, who, incidentally, in the 44 years that they had failed to win the trophy, had won it 12 times. So you can see there was a bit of expectation. And these poor people were thinking, oh, no, tomorrow we're going to have to go to work. We're going to have to face our friends at work who are United supporters, and they're just going to take the mickey out of us for failure. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, looking as though they couldn't hit a barn door with a banjo, they actually managed to put 2 shots in the back of the net, and the celebrations were completely frenzied. Now, I was at the Manchester United game, which was taking place in Sunderland, and the reactions there were the complete opposite. Manchester United fans thought they'd won it.
And Jim, we should say, full disclosure, you are a Manchester United fan, right? I guess if you're a Mancunian, you can't be neutral on this.
You can't be neutral on this, and it is roughly split half and half between United and City, and we in the red half of the City have been in the ascendant for so long, I suppose we shouldn't begrudge them their moment in the sun, should we? He said through gritted teeth.
Well, put yourself in the other shoes if you can. To be a Manchester City fan, I've first seen them described as the laughingstock of English football. What does this mean for them?
Oh, it is absolutely vindication of years of suffering. They'd shoot themselves in the foot. They'd make a mistake. They'd blow it at the last. They always did. However, 4 years ago, things changed completely when the club was taken over by the Mansour family of Abu Dhabi, who have literally no bottoms to their pockets, and they have pumped endless amounts of money into Manchester City to turn them by the best players in the world, by the best manager, by the best facilities, and turn them into the champions of England. And this afternoon, I don't think there is a single member of the Manchester City wider family who begrudged that payment.
Well, Jim White, sports columnist with The Telegraph, speaking with us through gritted teeth from Manchester, England. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.